Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe LaFatta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. And now, play ball. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to Mize, who relays to second to double up Rickard. Lowry scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lowry. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFatta, who is chasing the ball. McCullough reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCullough scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCullough hits a line drive into center field. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Frey scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta scores. McCullough moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gearhart pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Thompson now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morello. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Morello steals second. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 1 in the game. Borowy strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. One out. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitek hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFatta hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 2 in the game. Whittek hits a line drive into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Voisel now pitching. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields it and throws to second for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFatta strikes out. One out. Babe Young pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Young reaches second base with a double. Melott pinch hits for Bill Voisel. Melott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Lorke now playing third base. Bill Rigney now playing shortstop. Hub Andrews now pitching. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 3 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0 for 3 in the game. Whittek hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 3 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.